This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Pray. In Ezekiel 22, Ezekiel's called by God. And he begins to show Ezekiel the condition of men's hearts. He begins to show the abominations that were in the nation. And he's saying, you've got to speak out against it. You've got to declare out my word against it. And he shows them all these things. He even showed him priests, elders. And he showed what was hidden in their hearts. Idolatry, uncleanness. Nobody else could see it, but God could see it. Showed him all these things. Son of man, say to her, this is to the land, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people, they have taken treasure and precious things, and they've made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. They have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Her princes in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey, to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord had not spoken. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, mistreated the poor and needy, and wrongfully oppressed the stranger. This is what I want you to hear now. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and would stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Therefore I poured out my indignation on them, and I've consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. Jeremiah is shown the condition of the land, shown the condition of the people of God. And he's also been shown judgments that are coming. He says this in Jeremiah 4, oh my soul, I'm pained in my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because you've heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is plundered. Suddenly my tents are plundered, my curtains in a moment. How long will I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. They've not known me. They're silly children. They have no understanding. They're wise to do evil. Do good, they have no knowledge. Jeremiah 5. Run, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek in our open places. If you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. Isaiah, the prophet, cries the heart of God. Why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Indeed, with my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink because there's no water, and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. Why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? You're hearing the heart of God there. That's his heart for all mankind. He's not willing that any should perish. And he did something about it. He did something about it. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They speak empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch vipers' eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Hallelujah. God looks for a man. You know, right back in the Garden of Eden, I was been talking about obedience. One command was given to Adam and Eve. Of what not to do. They were free to eat of every tree in that garden, every fruit, even the tree of life. And there was one commandment of a no, and that's don't eat of the touch of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They did. And then they knew they were naked. They knew they were ashamed. They were exposed. They were raw. And so they hid. The Bible says that they heard the sound of the Lord God walking. Ever wonder what kind of a sound that was? The Lord God walking. Man was created to walk with God. You have been created to walk with God. You've been created to walk with him in righteousness and truth and humility and justice and love, to walk with him. But Adam and Eve hid themselves because they were naked, they were bare, they were ashamed, they were exposed. And so they hid themselves. And God cried out. He said, Adam, where are you? And that's the cry I'm hearing. That's the cry I'm hearing from the heart of God. Adam, where are you? It's always been his cry. Adam, where are you? When are you going to come out? Come out of that hiding place. It says in the scripture where God's looking for a man. says in the Old Testament that three times in the year, every man was to come and appear before God. Every man was to come and stand before the Lord God Almighty. And that word appear means to see him face to face. The Bible talks about Moses. He was a man that spoke to God face to face, like one speaks to a friend. And God wants to speak to each and every one of you and me face to face. And what he's saying is, are you hiding? Are you even running away from the call of God in your life? You know, many years ago, I was told that I disqualified myself when I prophesied without love. And just very recently, same word has come back to me, don't be harsh. Don't disqualify yourself. It's not about me. It's about the heart of God being known and seen by every single person in this earth. We prayed this morning, give us Australia. Give us the nations. That's the heart of God. And he's looking for a man. The only way that we can come and appear before God is in Christ Jesus. Because God hasn't changed. He is still the same as he was in the Old Testament. No flesh could actually stand before him and live. No mortal man could stand before him in our own ability and our own strength and our own cover-up, just like Adam and Eve putting figs on, saying, God, I'll come out when I sort out my act. I'll come out when I cover up all my shame. I'll come out and see you then. And God looks right through all of those things. We deceive ourselves. He's looking for a man, a woman, that will come and just stand before him exactly as you are. Because he's the only one who can clothe. You know what happened in the Garden of Eden? When they came out, they were raw. They were exposed and they were totally, totally ashamed. And that's exactly how they should feel. That's exactly how every one of us should feel. So Jesus was naked and bare on that cross, totally ashamed for every single one of us. And as they came out and stood before the Lord God Almighty, everything was exposed. And they looked into his eyes and saw the fire of his judgment and his love. They saw two things. When you look at the cross, when you look at the cross, that is a manifestation of the righteous wrath and judgment of God upon sin. But it also a manifestation of the love of God to all mankind, his sons and his daughters that he created in his own image, that he loves with an everlasting love and wants all to be saved. That's the message that's got to burn in my heart and your heart. And so I'm just going to leave it here. When Adam was talking in communion about the two disciples and their hearts were burning within them, you know, people want to see Jesus Christ. They don't want to see me, they don't want to see you, they don't want to see all our best efforts. You know what the scripture says? All our best efforts are like filthy rags. We bring forth, we're looking for revival, we're looking for those things, but all we bring forth is wind, nothing. They're looking to see Jesus Christ. So when you come out of hiding, that's what I want to speak. Are you hiding? Come out of hiding. Stand right before him, the light of his glory, and let him cover you. Let him cleanse you. It's not just an outward thing. It's an inward thing. He sees every thought of your heart and my heart. It's an inward thing. You must come before him. You must appear before him. Don't neglect it. We've been brought to the kingdom for this time. This is an incredible time where so much darkness is going to cover the earth, but there's also going to be so much glory being manifested. And it all depends on you. He's looking for a man. He's looking for you. His eyes are on you this morning. Will you be that one? So their disciples' hearts were burning within them. When Adam was sharing that, when we were having communion and they broke the bread and they saw him and he vanished and their hearts were burning, revelation was coming. You know, in the holy place, in the most holy place, there were three articles of furniture. One was a table that had bread on it. It was called the bread of his presence. And right before the Holy of Holies, where the manifest glory and presence of God shone forth, there was an altar there. An altar. And it was called the altar of incense. It's about prayer. You know what God showed me when Adam was just leading us in communion? There's the third article furniture was a lampstand. It gives light. It gives light. And what caused that light? It had to be burning continually. It was to never go out. If it ran out of oil, it would go out. So the children of Israel were commanded by God to bring oil to make sure that that lamp never went out. They had to bring the oil. You know what that speaks? It speaks about prayer. It speaks about prayer. It speaks about prayer. And so when that light's shining, you're going to eat of that bread. You're going to see it. That light's not shining. You can't even see the bread, and you can't even see that altar of incense. That prayer has to go up for the glory of God to come on this generation in the hour that we're in, and that he's commanded you and me to make sure we bring the oil so that light burns bright. It's been such a burning thing in my heart. That oil has to be brought. And I can't get enough. One or two can't. It has to be the whole church. It has to be you and me, each one, bringing that oil so the light will burn. And we got to, you know, when God's been talking to me about guarding the holy fire. I remember out in the camp at dark. It was dark and I don't think I had a torch. I had to get this fire going. And I had to be so careful that fire didn't go out. And I very carefully got the driest wood I could and twigs to put on it. And I would very carefully, I would shield it from the wind that would blow upon it. All the things that want to put it out, if there's rain, I've got to cover it. I've got to shield it and guard it. And then as I continually put more and more wood on it, it gets brighter and brighter, and it burns and burns more and more fiercely until it cannot be put out. And that's what God wants, so this generation will see the glory of God. I looked for a man who would stand before me and make a wall. I wondered that there was no intercessor. I tell you, when that flame starts to burn, the spirit of prayer and supplication is going to come upon you, and you're going to come to the altar of incense, and there's going to be an unveiling of the glory, the manifest glory of God that's going to touch this whole world, and people are going to see who they really are. They're going to see. It's no good our arguing with them. It's no good our telling them what's right and wrong. They've got to see the glory of God. Then they will know. Then they will know. Then they will see. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for what you are doing in our hearts. Lord, we recognize and acknowledge again. Lord, we want to obey you not out of religious duty. We want to obey you because we love you. Thank you for all the songs that we've sung this morning about your amazing love and what you did for us, Lord. And Lord, that song, we want every one of us here in this place want to be found in you. Not having any kind of righteousness of our own, but we want to be found in you. We want to be found with you. Lord, you are the intercessor right now. I pray, bring this church, oh God, right to your throne, Lord, that we will intercede with you for the nations, oh God, and call upon you for the nations, Lord, that there wouldn't be any, Lord, that would fail of seeing your glory and hearing your voice. Awaken our hearts, Lord, to love and adore you. Awaken our hearts, Lord, to bow before you. Awaken our hearts to know your love and to love you in return. Freely flowing, Lord, from an awakened heart. Draw us, Lord, by your mercy. Draw us by your love. Let us walk with you in your boundless love, and Lord, behold you face to face. That's my prayer, Lord. That's our prayer. We cry unto you. We cry unto you. Let no one neglect, oh God. Let there be no neglect, because you've chosen us to stand before you, right in your very presence, that we might know your heart, know your thoughts, and know your law burning within our hearts. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. I just ask, Father, bless each heart here. Awaken every heart, Lord. And we just come as we are, as we are. We're going to stop trying to get our act together before we come before you. But just as we are, naked and a bear, just as we are, come before you. Look upon us, Lord. Touch us like you touched Isaiah when he saw your glory and you exposed every area of sin, every area of darkness, every fear, every doubt was exposed in the blazing light of your glory, and you cleansed him and then set him on fire to go for you. Lord, I ask that for every one of us here. Set us on fire with your love and your power and your grace. That, Lord, the one thing that we want to do is see people brought to you and you glorified and you honored. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, and we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, because it belongs to you. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, don't let us diminish that vision. Don't let us diminish that vision. We ask for that. We're not going to build anything here, God. We want your glory to come, your kingdom to come. Let that burn within each and every one. And keep us, O God, from temptation. Deliver us from evil, Lord. For the kingdom's yours, the glory is yours, the power is yours forever and ever. If you agree with that prayer, can you say amen with me? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for listening, and please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.